8:37 in the morning. That is our city, Y94. It's called Make Up. Flush the Format Friday. Your picks all morning long at 237. It's X35270. Also use those numbers for some advice here for Carol this morning. Playhouse family member Carol reached out. I keep wanting to call you Care Bear because your email's Care Bear something something other. So sorry if I accidentally call you Care Bear. What's going on with this guy you're seeing in the relationship with your parents?
I'm with someone right now, but my parents just hate him. And it's awful because I love him so much, and we're talking about getting married. You know, we've talked about proposing. We've been together 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents, they just hate him. They think he's lazy and a moocher, and they just think I'll never have a happy life with him. But I love him, and I just don't see the negative things they see, you know? And I just want to know, like, can I make it with someone that my parents absolutely hate?
So you disagree with all the stuff they've kind of said about him, it seems.
I mean, yeah, he's, you know, he doesn't have a job right now, but I mean, it's hard times for everybody, and he's trying.
You think there's a chance that as they get to know him, they'd kind of have their opinion turned around, or?
I hope so. I mean, I really do. I mean, what can they do when we're married, right? They're just going to have to deal with it.
It's a good way to look at it. We'll talk about it. Do you think you can be in a relationship with somebody that your parents just absolutely do not enjoy?
I think you can, and your parents will have to get over it and learn to like this person because you love them so much. While mm-hmm. you've taken their advice, you don't see it. And if you are truly happy with this person, it's your relationship, not your parents.
For me, I could not be in a relationship with somebody that my family hated if they had valid reasons why. So, like she said, like the mooching and the using and stuff like that, that may be something like you can look into, and you may be so in love with this person and so infatuated with this person that you have like these blinders on. So in your mind, you think that this guy is literally the best thing ever, but they see other sides of it. They can see past the sweetness and the lovey stuff that he probably gives you. So I would just maybe sit down with your parents and talk to them and say, like, specifically, don't just say he's a moocher. Give me a specific like time where he mooched off of me.
Mm-hmm.
What you like specific reasons as to why you don't like him. And then after looking at all of that information, then maybe talking to him about it, seeing if he can make some changes or seeing if you guys can move past it. But for me personally, if my family just really hated somebody that I was with, and like hate is a strong word, I don't think I could be with them.
But do you think your family ever would? Don't you think your family, if they were like, oh, Jamie really likes this person, let's try to like him, they would try.
For sure. And I bet you with her family too, like, it's not like they just hate him and don't have a reason why. She did give reasons as to why they do. I'd love to hear more of the specifics of why they don't like him.
Have you maybe lived this situation before where you're with somebody or you've been with somebody and your family wasn't really all about them? Did they ultimately turn out to be right? Did you listen to them? Or did eventually your significant other manage to win them over because they're around so long and they kind of proved their worth, as it were? If you've been there, you got some thoughts for, again, I want to call her Care Bear, Carol, 237-HITS, text 35270. You can't be named Carol to have your email be Care Bear or something. You can't do it.
I'm home, baby.
It's Playhouse in the morning. Y94, 8:45 in the morning. Pick your purse again, 10:20 and 2:20. Been chatting a little bit with Playhouse family member Carol, and she told us all about a guy she's seen, but you know what? The family just not a fan of him. 20-second recap.
We've been together 2 years, and my parents, they just hate him. They think he's lazy and a moocher, and they just think I'll never have a happy life with him. But I love him, and I just don't see the negative things they see, you know? And I just want to know, like, can I make it with someone that my parents absolutely hate?
So have you ever made it work with somebody that your family wasn't all about? Did they maybe eventually just come to like the person? We're really seeing it all over the board, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Your family doesn't always know what's right for you. Only you do. But I can say from experience, this has burned me in the past, not listening to what they say. Someone said, I have been there and I didn't listen and it didn't end well. They see what she can't. Trust that they only have her best interest in mind. Someone said, I dated the same guy all through high school and into college, and my parents always hated him. They thought he was mean and controlling. I never saw it, though. We got married, had a son, and 3 years into our marriage, he completely cut me off from my family, turned very abusive. After leaving him, I saw exactly what my parents were talking about for all those years. Someone said, I dated a girl for years that my family never liked. Eventually, they grew to love her just as much as I did. And now that we're not even together anymore, my mom still talks to her.
You know, if he truly is a good guy, I think eventually they'll see that. Or if he's truly a terrible person, eventually you'll see that. One of those two things will happen.
And like she said, they said it's because he's a moocher. Has he always been like that? Or is it just like right now? Because she said he's having a hard time finding a job with the pandemic going on. I think it really depends.
But if you like just like straight up were married to somebody that your family hated, do you think that you could do it? I don't think I could.
Oh, I couldn't be with someone my family didn't like, but I also think my family would try to like them for me.
Yeah, I really like my opinion on things, so I'm not sure I would get too swayed by anybody else's. Just really, and that's with all things. I don't really, you know, I'd like to hear other people's opinions, but it doesn't really sway me.
Oh, I get affected by it.
You can hate them all you want to.
So do I.
It doesn't bother me none.
Mm-hmm. If, like, I like my friends or my family, I'll ask them, like, so, like, if I started seeing somebody, like, what do you think? Like, you asked me as soon as you, this guy that you've been seeing, you're like, what did you, or I don't know if you're seeing him, hung out with. You asked me right away, like, what do you think? Like, it's, I like to know people's opinions, too.
Yeah. So what do we all think of who Amy's dating? Let's just go ahead and delve further into that. I don't know if maybe it'll help Carol.
I like the guy she's hanging
out
with.
Yeah, okay. So is it like your boyfriend then?
He's not.
How long until he is your boyfriend? What would he have to do to commit to be your boyfriend?
I don't know. This is something I need to think about.
Would you like him to be your boyfriend?
Not currently. I still like my single life.
Do you love him?
No.
Could you see yourself loving him?
Oh my gosh.
Could you see him as the father of your children?
You guys are crazy.
So your last relationship was 4 years.
4.5 years.
Mm, 4.5, which means you need 2 years of single. How many months are we away from 2 years?
I have only been single since March.
Oh, yeah, you got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah, so you got a long ways to go before you can fall in love with this person. But do you think your heart will let you wait? Or can you feel it?
I think I'm good right now, and I'm just happy living life the way it is. And I think Carol should just...
Would you take his last name?
I don't know. No.
If he proposed tomorrow, would you say
no? Yes? I would say no, absolutely not.
Could you see him moving in with you and helping with rent a little bit?
No.
You think that would hurt his feelings to hear that?
I don't think so, but he's out of town, so he's not going to hear it.
He would think you were crazy.
Well, we'll podcast.
He already thinks I'm crazy.
Is this Benji?
Who? No.
Benji would be the best name.
Carl?
For who?
Jim.
Whoever.
Bo.
So you need to meet a Benji if there's a Benji out there.
There was a Benji here, and he left.
Okay.
Aww.
Well, I think you and Benji will be very happy together.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to it. Celebrity Sizzler in a couple of minutes on the show, including there is a Disney gift or a Christmas gift coming from Disney coming to your TV. We got that, the Celebrity Sizzler on the way. More Flush Format Friday picks. I am happy for you and Benji.
Thank you. Maybe we'll be spending Christmas together.
Will it be a fall wedding?
Oh, my gosh. We literally
just met.
It's going to be
That's weird.
Nothing.
You're planning your wedding already.
I am not planning it.
Isn't that so weird?
No wedding.
You know, this really has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I'm really glad it went to this place. I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much.
What do you want from a wedding gift?
Just for both of you to be there for me.
No,
that's sweet. Look. You guys are funny. You're weird.
Your morning routine starts with the Morning Playhouse on Y94.
It is a truly bizarre phenomenon.
A college degree.